Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
91007.
And could I please have your first and last name?
Yeah, I got a letter. Refund order notification 258339327. I'm asking refund for $49.97. And then I got a $17.48. I don't know why.
Okay, well, I can look into that for you, but okay. I would have to get the information pulled up, which is why I would need your first and last name.
Okay.
And
hello?
You can provide me with that when you're ready.
Yeah. What you need?
Your first and last name.
Say again.
Your first and last name.
Name?
Yes.
Mark Hu, M-A-R-K-H-U. Address 150 Las Tuna Drive, apartment 210. Acadia, California, 91007.
Thank you. And could you spell your last name again for me?
H-U. Mark Hu. H-U.
Thank you.
Okay. You want me tell you the story?
Yes, sir.
Pardon me?
I was saying yes.
Okay.
And your first name, that was M-A-R-K?
Correct.
Okay.
The story is back to November. I got a survey from Costco.
Mm-hmm.
If I take that survey, I got a free merchandise, my foot massage. I took the survey, and later you charged me merchandise and shipping. $49, $97 for merchandise, $7, $97 for shipping. So I return the merchandise. That's the merchandise is what I don't like. Last month, December 28th, from UPS. So why you refund me $7.48 instead of $49.97?
Okay, and what's the date of that charge?
Pardon me?
The date, what's the date of it, of the charge?
That's on the November 17th for $7.45 for the shipping. November 21st, $49.97 for the merchandise.
Okay, well, I did not see your name come up with the zip code. Could you provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged?
Okay. 3849.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I should get a full charge, full refund, because I didn't, I returned the merchandise, and you said it's a free merchandise, if I took that survey. So 2 million should get a full charge, full refund.
And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
Okay. What did you say?
I was asking if you could verify your mailing address.
150 Drive, Apartment 210, Arcadia, California, 91007.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I do see here on November 17th, you paid the $745. It was for the foot massager. That was your free gift.
Right.
And then you were charged the $49.97, and that got you a $125 gift card for the online store that's called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club. And so the reason that you were offered the foot massager as your free gift is so that you could sign up for the service and receive other gadgets with that $125 gift card.
I didn't get any gift card from you, from where? I didn't get any.
So it would have been emailed to you? The email comes from Factory Direct Savings Store. So when you were charged on November 21st, you should have received an email from them. But I do see here that this was canceled, and you were refunded.
No, I didn't get any gift card. Anyway, I just want to refund that $49.97. Forget that gift card.
Right. So I do see here that you did get a 35% refund. That was refunded to you on today.
Okay, but why is a $17 and why is $17.49 instead of $49.97?
It was because it did state in the terms and conditions about the $49.97 charge. And that's why you were only able to get the 35% refund.
I really don't know. Well, first, it says a free merchandise. And then you charge, and I return that merchandise, the merchandise that I don't like.
Okay. So what I can do for you, since I understand that you are not aware of the terms and conditions, I can go ahead and do a 50% refund for you.
Why is not a full refund? Why?
Because it did state there in the terms and conditions about that charge, which is why the most that I can do is a 50%.
First of all, it says a free merchandise. And anyway, where you charge me, and I don't need that. I don't need that for merchandise. I returned. Anything I returned, you should have full refund.
Right, but we actually did not have a return on that product.
I didn't get any that credit. It's ridiculous. Well, this is a policy. Anything I returned should have get a full refund, right?
And so that's why I'm explaining that we do not have a we did not have a return on the product.
I don't know. First, it's a cheat. It says a free merchandise.
Right.
As,
so you're
as long as you take that survey, took that survey. I returned the merchandise. Why I didn't get a refund?
So the neck massager, it was free. It was just the $745. So the $49.97 charge that you received, that was a membership fee, and that
I
was what got you the $125 gift card.
I didn't ask a membership. Why you charge me a membership fee? What kind of membership? I'm with Costco for 20, 25 years. What membership is this?
So it would have got you that gift card to that online store that's called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club.
I didn't get any gift card. Where is that gift card?
It would have been emailed to you when you were charged back on November 21st.
December 23rd?
November.
November? Mm-hmm. November 23rd?
Yes, November 21st, yes.
You send me a gift card?
An email.
Email?
The email with the gift card, yes.
I didn't get that. I don't get that email from a support from you. From where?
It was from Factory Direct Savings Store.
I'm confused. I didn't get this email, and I didn't get that gift card. Anyway, whatever you can do, just do it. Refund. Four or half, I take it.
Okay. Okay. Well,
okay.
I did go ahead and do the the 50% refund for you, so that should be in the account no more than 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Yes, sir, and thank you for calling
for your
support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.